Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze. Mwah!
Welcome back. Tim Tilly Hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Leo Haviland. LeoHaviland.com is the website for him. You can check that out. Leo, thanks again for being here. Your analysis has been very important for us now for a number of years, and we've enjoyed our visit today. I want you to talk to us about equities today and some of the things that are going on. We've got a bunch of new IPOs being released these days. On some brand names, some newer brand names. You know, I remember launching at least a couple of books in the last 20 years, helping their authors to launch books. One was Dow 30,000, and one was Dow 100,000. And that was back when the Dow was, you know, was in four digits, and I don't remember exactly what the numbers were. But those numbers seem to be preposterous. But that Dow 30,000 is not that preposterous. And now we're in the five figure numbers. What is it today? 24 something, the Dow, and it doesn't seem so preposterous. What do you think? Is this the new normal?
It has been a remarkable run up in price . As one ancient Wall Streeter said many years ago, you'll never be a bear on the United States. For right now, though, let's look at the concern that the central banks have in terms of raising rates, and they see no inflation. So arguably, you can say, well, we'll still have fine earnings here, that growth will continue, and therefore stocks will continue going up in price. However, on another note, the S&P 500 right now is around the height that it was in October, and on a global basis, the emerging marketplaces in particular, but advanced nation stocks in general, still aren't above their first quarter 2018 highs.
Mm-hmm.
Dow, of course, and the S&P are exceptions. So what's going on here? And I think looking forward for the near term, corporate earnings aren't looking that great for first quarter this year for the states. Second and third quarter can be flat. We may have a bit of Goldilocks and exuberance that you brought up, speculative quality, which can carry things pretty high. But I would warn persons on Main Street, with all these IPOs and going out, one of them is, which there's a lot of excitement for, the company has, $100 billion in losses. There's concern about debt quality for what's being issued. Mm-hmm. So I'd be pretty cautious about saying that equities in the U.S. or elsewhere are going to go much above the highs we've seen thus far anytime soon.
Is there another 2008-type sinister crisis out there, some other kind of defective behavior that maybe is sort of under the radar, the kind of thing that happened that basically erupted in the shadow banking sector last time? Is there anything like that the average person doesn't see that you're concerned about?
They may not see corporate debt in the Far East and possibly places in Europe. They probably aren't focusing a lot on the growth in federal debt, like government debt around the globe, which the United States is one, and prospects for continuing.
Right.
But on the other hand, you've got central bankers who are much more prepared to try to save the world than was the case in 07, 08. So nothing quite as dangerous as then, but there's still a lot of froth and indebtedness out there.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff out there that can go bump in the night, and I fear that one of the triggers that could happen that I see closest on the horizon is a socialist election, a socialist getting elected in America a couple of years from now.
That'll affect stocks.
That'll reset everything. It won't just affect stocks, it'll affect small businesses. Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen, leohaviland.com. Thank you, Leo. Good job today. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.